I want to bring y'all more up to speed of what's going on with this migrant crisis before we get into Charlemagne. Charlemagne said that he absolutely continues to believe in Kamala Harris. He believes in her. He believes in the black community and the culture in Kamala Harris. But before we get to that, let me bring y'all up to speed of what's going on. You know, I got to stay on top of this migrant crisis. Florida is continuing to prepare, and they want to prevent themselves from having an influx of migrants crossing over into their borders.
Also at 11, mass migration concerns. Tonight, Florida politicians, including our Governor Ron DeSantis, are bracing for a possible surge of Haitian refugees packing into boats and arriving on our shores.
The governor announcing today he is sending...
Hold on one second. Gene Rogers. Okay, Gene, let's see what you got to say. Anton, if I was your woman today, it would be your last day. Okay, I don't know how to take that. I am a woman, and like Fanny, nothing that a man can do for me. I don't have to be groomed, and your ego, no way. Okay. I don't know what that means. I don't really understand what that is. Jean, is that supposed to be like you tough or what? before we start having this conversation, can you give me a little bit of clarification? It's a lot of run-on sentences. Let me read that again, because maybe, just maybe, my C student is kicking in and I'm not really sure. She says, and this is why I like interacting with the chat. See, y'all don't be thinking that I'm paying attention, but I'll kick it with my people. Anton, if it's Anton, comma, all right? So let's start there. Anton, comma, if I was your woman, what? What do you mean if you was my woman? What do you mean if you was my woman? What does that mean? If I was your woman today, it would be your last day. If I was your woman today, it would be your last day. I am a woman, and like a Fanny, nothing that a ma'am, I'm guessing she meant to say man, nothing like a ma'am could do for me. Nothing that a ma'am could do for me. Well, she said it ain't nothing that a man can do for her. All right. Shout out to you, baby girl. I'm scared of you. I'm scared of you. Do you also have a name in somebody's phone as Pistol Grip Pump P? Pistol Grip Pump P? Girl, if you don't get yourself, listen, go walk in the mall. Go on, walk in the mall. Get your walk on. We know that the senior citizens like to get their walk on early in the morning. Get your walk on. Make sure you get to bed early. Get that icy hot on them knees. And relax. Just relax. It's the Millionaire Morning Show. This ain't even after hours. You ain't got to trip on me. I ain't even tripping. God bless you. See how I handled that? See how I handled that? I was above board.
Troops here to South Florida. CBS News Miami's Yvonne Taylor is in North Miami with new reaction.
North Miami's mayor is Haitian American. He said that the words of Governor Ron DeSantis resonate in this community, especially after he said that the state faces the possibility of invasion.
At this barbershop in North Miami, there's fear for the future of Haitians.
The people leave their house. They don't have any place to stay. That's the reason, like, people try to leave Haiti to come to the United States.
And concerns over a possible influx of Haitian fear for the future of Haitians. At this barbershop in North Miami, there's fear for the future of Haitians.
The people leave their house. They don't have any place to stay. That's the reason, like, people try to leave.
Is that why they call it a little Haiti? Did y'all know? Is that why? Because of the influx of Haitians that came over to Miami or came over to South Florida? Is that why they call it a little Haiti?
leave Haiti to come to the United States.
And concerns over a possible influx of Haitian migrants to South Florida are growing. On Tuesday.
Hold on. If my women from now on, I'm putting my women through obstacle tests or obstacle courses. All women that come in my presence got to be able to walk like this with their clothes on top of their head. If you can't put a clothes basket or some fruit on top of your head inside of a basket and walk like this comfortably without letting it spill, without doing like this, I don't want no woman coming in my house unless she got fruit on top of her head with a basket, flat out. You see these women over here? I think we should do the fruit basket test from now on. Anybody that come inside of the Don't Do Coke in the Bathroom Studios, you're going to get a test. I don't care how far wide you travel from. I don't care what's going on. Every single woman that come inside of my studio got to do a head balance test. I want to see you walk from here to here in less than 15 seconds, and I want you to be able to get the balance right. If you ain't got no balance right, you can't come in my studio. You can't sit in my, you can't sit on my couch. Every woman getting a head basket test, and I don't care if you black, you can be white, you getting a head basket test. That's a fact.
It's over a possible influx of Haitian migrants to South Florida are growing. On Tuesday, the U.S. Coast Guard intercepted a boat off the coast of the Bahamas. It was filled with 65 Haitians. They were all sent back.
They don't disperse throughout the country.
But Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz says the deteriorating conditions in Haiti may lead to a wave of Haitians making their way to Florida on boats.
What are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border, but instead are repatriated back at the dock at Port-au-Prince?
On Wednesday, Governor Ron DeSantis issued a statement. It says, I have directed the Division of Emergency Management, the Florida State Guard, and state law enforcement agencies to deploy over 250 additional officers and soldiers to the southern coast of Florida to protect our state. He goes on to say, when a state faces the possibility of invasion, it has the right and duty to defend its territory and people.
Invasion? Come on.
Alex DeStorm is the mayor of North Miami, the city with the highest concentration of Haitian Americans in the nation. He is appalled by the reaction from Washington, D.C. and Tallahassee.
It's a humanitarian crisis. It's almost going to be a civil war. And there are talks there might be some influx of Haitian coming to the U.S. There's no evasion. If the governor wanted to have a conversation, we are here. You know, I think it would have been best for it to see, you know, what is it that we could do for the Haitian American community.
Wait. What? See, this is what happens. Then you get representation and then on top of taxation of people that's talking about what can we do for the Haitian community. North Miami mayor right there is saying, listen, Governor DeSantis needs to figure out how we can open up our borders. The enemy lies within. The enemy is on American soil already. They already are mayors. They already are governors. They in positions of power. They cut hair. They business owners. The enemy is already here. Talking about what more can we do to help? What do you mean? They're not from here? Yeah. They already here. Why are we not letting barbecue take care of them? Why barbecue can't participate in this?
Community for their families and friends, but to put out, you know, this invasion of illegal immigrants, it's not right.
We notice many of these Haitians fear expressing their opinions for apparent retaliation here in the U.S. and Haiti.
Because they not supposed to be here. Let me tell you something.
For apparent.
See that dude right there? And that purple, yellow, and green shirt? It's a strong possibility he ain't got his papers. It's a strong possibility he don't have his papers. You know why they don't feel comfortable saying something? That's why white people are so confident. When white people talk, like, yeah, because I dare you. I dare you. And I'll call the police. And I'll call the association. But see, all of these people that's walking around shucking and jabbing and getting delivery food and all of this stuff that ain't got no ID, they ain't saying nothing. You know why? They know they ain't supposed to be here. They know they ain't supposed to be. See, when you confident and when you know you supposed to be there, have y'all ever rolled down the street? They say, I'm profiling. Yeah, I'm profiling. You don't profile? Anto? Demurel? You don't profile? I believe in stop and frisk. I believe in stop and frisk. Let me tell you something. When you got a car, when you driving and you got your insurances paid and your license is good, you ain't got no tickets, you ain't got no warrants, you drive different. You drive different because you just be like, yeah, I ain't tripping off that. Oh, man, the police is behind you. Oh, yeah, tell them I said what up. You pull up on the side of the police. When you at the light, you don't wait for the light to be green for the next 5 seconds. You and the police at the light, you just take off. You start doing three over whatever the speed limit is, four over, you push it to five over the speed limit. You ain't tripping. You just driving. I don't see no police. What you talking about? Oh, yeah? Tell them to pull me over. Let's talk about it. You get mouthy a little bit when you get pulled over and you know you got your stuff. Hey, what's going on? Why'd you stop me again? You know I was heading to work. I can't believe this. But see, when you ain't got no driver's license, it's different. All of a sudden you doing this. You know what that mean. You get a little stiff. Somehow you get stiffer when you're driving because they behind you. You don't turn your head. You just look your eyes up at the rearview mirror. Lord, please don't let me pull me over. I can't go to jail today, God. It's the weekend. I ain't going to be able to get out of jail because I can't see a judge till Monday. I got this warrant. Oh, you know my driver's license is suspended. Oh, my God. Lord, please. I can't go to jail. I'm going to lose my job. I just got this job. When is your birthday? Your tag's about to expire? Shit. You got what on you? Oh, fuck. Please, Lord. Please, please, God. Please, God. Lord, if you just let me get through this one time, I promise you I'm never going to take a main street again. I'm always going to take side streets. And I'm going to get my life together. And I'm going to do right by my girlfriend. I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to do none of that. I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to get my license. My first paycheck from this job, Lord. Lord, you see my heart. You see I'm trying to do the right thing. Be with me. Turn the music down all of a sudden. Like the music up going to make you drive better. Hey, why is the music going down make you focus differently? Because when you got your license, and you got to understand the correlation, because I'm telling you why these people don't want to talk to the news versus the people that feel comfortable talking to the news. When you got your license, you roll your windows down and you turn your music up a little bit more. You give them the thumbs up. What up? I see you over there. Hey, what's happening? When you get off? Oh, man, that's what's up. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're kicking it with the police a little differently. When you ain't got your license together or your insurance is messed up, you don't even turn to the right. They right there. They looking at you. You just looking straight. Nah, that's how they know that you're doing it. You got that little drip of sweat that's coming down. And then when the light turn green, you just sitting there at the light like you're not looking directly at the light. He know that you don't want to drive off. Because you don't want to get ahead of them because you don't want them to get behind you to get your license plate. They already running your information. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Send me an extra patrol squad car. I'm going to pull this guy over real quick. Looks like he's driving on an expired license and he has a warrant out for his arrest for beating up on his baby mama. And he also has expired tags. Hey, go ahead and get that tow truck on the way. We're going to go ahead and get this car impounded. It's different. I'm telling you, it's different. When you got your stuff together, you walk with confidence. When your bills is paid, when your car's right, your car note is up to date. Oh, hey, man, what? Y'all out there getting your car repo? Man, I pay my car note ahead of time, bro. I'm a bag chaser. I'm a Patreon member. Y'all ever heard of Anton from AntonDaniels.com? I'm a Patreon member. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. When your bills is paid on time, when everything is paid, you got food in your refrigerator, everybody having a good time. Your laughs get a little different. They get a little louder. You know how it is. Life is different when you're freer. You just drive. You go through the yellow light, you ain't tripping. But when your license ain't right, that light hit, it seemed like every single yellow light hit at the exact wrong time. It's like a millisecond of a time because it's just yellow enough to where you can't stop, but then at the same time, you got to keep going through, but then it's going to hit red right by the time your last taillight get past that red light. You ran a red light. Ran a red light. Every single time that your license is messed up, you hit the light at the exact time that it turned yellow going into red, but you're going too fast to be able to stop. Because if you stop, then you're going to bring too much attention to yourself. And it's like, you can't do that. Got to see it through, my boy. You got to see it through, my boy. Yeah. Rolling your windows down because your tint is too dark. Keep taking the long way to work, trying to blend in with the traffic. Seem like the cop always can point you out, even though you right in the middle of the traffic. The nigga with the confidence, he driving through and he just bumping his music and he just riding and he got his license together. He going 10 over and you doing under the speed limit and you get pulled over. Man, let me tell you, bro, it's different. That's what, okay, I said all that to say, that is why these people don't want to talk to the camera, because they know they ain't supposed to be over there. They look, all of us, look at everybody looking at the cameraman. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. They don't want me to talk like this because I'm talking too real. That's why they don't want to give me my 30 million. That's why they don't want to give me my 30 million, because see, I'm going to expose. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell how people be riding dirty. You want to catch me riding dirty? Want to catch me riding dirty? You be thinking to yourself, I knew I should have caught the bus today. Or that, or it's your girlfriend, right? It's her fault. Man, that stupid hoe, man. Can't believe her, bro. I can't believe her, man. If I wouldn't have been arguing with you. Now everything is her fault. it ain't her fault that you got a suspended license. Man, you took her car. Man, she pissed me off. That's why I was speeding. Man, you on the phone. Man, I got pulled over by the police. They running your stuff. You on the phone with your girl. Man, I got pulled over by the police. That's because I was running late. If I had been arguing with you all this morning, I would have been at work and I would have been straight. It ain't her fault. It is not her fault that you was sitting there riding dirty. And that's what I guess what I get for messing with you, bro. Always messing up my money, man. I ain't want to get arrested today, but you're just messing with you. God, I wish you would have just let me had a peaceful morning. I would have been at work doing my job and I wouldn't have been pulled over right now. Nah, it's her fault.